existent.
I'm in a continual, permanent, protracted, unending mood. I'm persistent.
Welcome back to another episode of Cigars and Spirits, and we have another warm day here in Louisiana, sitting by the pool. So, George, what do you think of when you're thinking sitting by the pool, warm, and you do want a spirit?
Rum.
Rum. Like it.
And usually it's more of a clear rum in a mixer, but today we're doing, you know, a cigar. Can't do a clear rum, so we've got some aged barrel rums.
Nice.
And sticking with our budget-conscious episode, falling off of last week, because, you know, Biden's kind of hitting us all in the pocketbook.
Kinda?
By the way, I just spent $135 to fill up my F-250 diesel the other day. I was looking on the ground like, did I spill diesel on the ground? $135. What the?
Is there a hole in my tank?
Yeah. So we chose a very inexpensive Cubani rum. It's a Dominican rum. And for you guys go out there, Cubani has several different expressions. This is the orange, what they call an orangey, but it's just orange zest in the rum. Really cheap. You can get this anywhere from $19 to $25 a bottle. More of a mixer, but if you get a bitey cigar, you want something that's kind of sugary, sweet, and that orange zest. So that's why we chose this. And we're going to pair it with something. We're going to kind of divert. We're going to do a Louisiana grown. It's called a Katie's Own Noir Rum by Wildcat Distilleries out of Lafayette. Met the guy, and we'll talk about it a little bit later. So this one used to be about $39 a bottle. I heard now the price has gone up because the word's gotten out, and of course, supply and demand. But two totally different expressions of dark barrel-aged rums.
And for the cigar, we're going to do the Anganorsa Leaf Cerberus. I can never say it.
Cerberus.
So it's the Toro, which is a 6.25 by 52 ring gauge. So that's what we're going to do today for the cigar that we're pairing these with.
And it's got the three-headed dog.
Yep. I'll get into that.
Cerberus. I like it. It's cool.
Yep.
It's cool.
Absolutely.
I got to admit, I've never had a Cerberus. Always wanted to have one. Never had one.
Yep. This will be a first for you, so I'm looking forward to it, and we'll get in that in a second.
So, awesome. So you want to smell this cigar?
Yeah. So I'm getting off the wrapper, getting a little bit of leather and tobacco.
Yep.
It's pretty mild. Off the foot, I'm getting floral and nutmeg.
I was telling him earlier, I'm getting the nutmeg. I'm not getting the floral, so I'm still, I don't know, I'm a little congested, I guess.
Pre-light draw is nice, medium light, and I get a lavender. Once again, nuttiness has come through, but I'm getting a lot of lavender.
I'm getting light lavender and just kind of like dry hay.
Yeah, a little earthy.
Yeah, a little earthy.
A little earthy.
On the spirits, you want to do the Cubani first?
Okay. You're the master of arms.
Master of arms. Obviously, the legs in this thing. It doesn't have legs. It just sticks to the side of the glass and it never comes down.
I'm the master of my domain.
I'm the master of my domain, right? But yeah, thick. Because it's such sugary syrup. I mean, it's like syrupy.
Oh, yeah. These are some Cuban legs.
No. Man, these are big, thick legs that barely creep down the glass. Nose. Really sweet.
Sweet orange.
A lot of orange zest.
Yeah, that orange zest comes through. A little bit of vanilla.
A lot of sweet vanilla, like vanilla cream almost.
Yeah, like a creamy-based vanilla. Tiny bit of cinnamon, which you expect, you know, in these rums.
And some spice.
But man.
Like, nutmeg spices.
Other spices,
it's got a great nose on it.
That orange is the number one. It's right up front.
That's right. Awesome. The noir I've had before several times. Its color is a nice bronzy color.
Yep.
Legs are slow but much thinner than compared to the Cubani, which you expect. Cubani's got a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
This one does not, but nice legs for a rum. Nosing it. I'll let Austin go. He hasn't had this before.
Heavy vanilla. Very slight orange, but more orange blossom, not orange zest.
I agree.
It's
orange
very
blossom.
Soft. Getting almost anise. I have almost a slight anise.
I'll give you that one.
To it.
I'm getting a cherry wood scent to
it. Yeah, that's a good call.
You know, like you smoke cherry wood chips?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But spices, nice. A lot of different spices. A lot
of baking spices, yeah. The brown spicers.
But it's got a great nose on it. Let's do the noir first, because I know what this one tastes like compared to Cubani. So you want to do the noirs first?
Sure.
All right. Cheers.
Like I said,
brother.
You're the master of your domain.
Yeah. Tell my wife that, will you? It's interesting for a rum. It's not what you expect up front.
Right up front, I get orange. And then it goes in, and then all the baking spices start showing up. A little bit of vanilla, custard.
Yep.
Final. It's very almost disjointed to me. It doesn't flow. Does that make sense?
It doesn't, but
it's like everything's standing out kind of on its own.
I hate to say disjointed because lots of times when you drink something that's disjointed, it's like, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, and they don't meld. This is separated, but it goes well together.
Yeah.
It's
they
weird.
Go well. You're right. They go, yeah, you're probably right. But yeah, the flavors are more separate. It's like, okay, I'm getting orange, and I'm getting all these spices, and then it turns into vanilla custard. But
it's good, and you take a sip, you get all these flavors, and it goes away, and then it comes back. About 10 seconds later, it comes back, and it's got a long, light finish on it.
What comes back, though, is a woody, mm-hmm. a woodiness. So I go through that orange, the baking spices, then the vanilla, and then it all goes away. It just disappears really quickly.
Away.
And then all of a sudden, you get this wood tannin final.
And you're right. As we were speaking, I mean, you give it about 5-10 seconds, and all of a sudden, your finish is this tannic finish. It's got a little hug to it, and it just keeps going. But, for an inexpensive, it's still not expensive, but it used to be very inexpensive rum. Louisiana product. I like it. It's different. It's not what you expect.
It's very different. Absolutely. No, it's interesting.
It's not what you expect out of a rum. Let me get some water and wash this out.
Yeah. Do the gargle.
Yeah, when I first tried this this was just prior to COVID, because we were supposed to do a podcast from the distillery, and COVID came around, and we're in the conversations to hopefully go back and do a podcast with these guys.
Okay, now it's time for the Cubani.
Cubani, let's see what you get over there.
Mmm. Sugar bomb.
Yeah.
This tastes much more inexpensive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a mixer.
It tastes very inexpensive. It's very sugary up front. You get that orange zest comes through, though. Mm-hmm. But it starts out just almost raw white sugar.
Yep.
Just sugar within, followed by orange zest, a tiny bit of vanilla, no wood at all.
And no finish.
And no finish. Just leaves like a sweet in the mouth.
It's syrupy. It's very syrupy.
Yeah, syrupy.
So if you get a cigar that's real bitey, sometimes a syrupy, zesty liqueur or cocktail goes well. We'll see if this cigar is bitey or not. Watch this cigar be impeccable, and then we really don't want this syrup sugar bomb. So while Austin's lighting up, let me tell you a little bit about Cubani, I guess, because it's a company called Oliver and Oliver, Dominican. They have a lot of expressions because they really buy a lot of different rum from several sources, and they just mix, and they use the Solera mashup, which we talked about before. So a guy named Juanillo Oliver, he came to Cuba in 1856. He was in the Spanish military back when Spain owned Cuba. By 1874, he just finally settled down, and then he got into the rum business. He started an estate in the central part of Cuba, which now the town is actually called Oliver. So that's why the company's Oliver and Oliver. He started harvesting his own sugarcane to create his own rum, and word spread he had a really good product. But then by 1898, by the Second World War of Independence in Cuba, the Spanish burned down his estate and his farms. So there went the business. Come late 80s, his great-grandson, Pedro Ramon, returned to Cuba just trying to learn a little bit about his family's history, and he actually met some of his old relatives, and some of the relatives were still in the Cuban rum-making business. And we started talking to them, and he found some of the original paperwork of the formula he used to do the rums back in 1874. So when he found all that, he really just became enthralled with it, went to Dominican Republic, bought some little states there, built a distillery, and henceforth started the company.
It's amazing how many of these, between tobaccos, cigar manufacturers, and alcohol manufacturers in these banana republics, how many burned down?
Yeah.
I thought restaurants went up all the time.
No. Look, liquor and tobacco, fire is a very common theme. Because go figure, combustible.
You think?
But it's funny how many times it burns down due to revolution or war.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Fuentes lost theirs in Nicaragua.
And we're going to, from our last episode, the Plasencia.
Yeah.
From the last episode, same thing. They lost theirs and,
It's just a recurring theme, man.
I mean, it's like all of them. They get burned down.
And they, look, got to give it to perseverance, though, right?
Can you say Antifa?
Yeah, but give it to perseverance.
Antifa.
You lose everything, and you know what? Instead of sitting there crying and bitch about it, they just keep on going, build it someplace else, and they went back to Nicaragua. Rebuilt their factories, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So you lit your cigar up. What are you getting?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it mellowed out. It's so humid out here right now. It's trying to get it to.
You mean July in Louisiana is hot and humid?
I didn't say hot.
It's freaking steam room hot, man.
Yeah, this ain't a dry sauna. This ain't Vegas. This ain't Vegas. Not a dry sauna.
This is a steam room, man.
Yeah, it is. It's a steam room. It's like you don't need it. You don't need a steam sauna in Louisiana.
What's this, a 54 ring gauge?
Yeah.
It started off as 54. Right now, I think it's about 65 ring.
No, 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 no. 52. I'm sorry.
52. Okay.
Yeah. This is 6.25 by 52. Yeah. This started, is the total.
It started 52. It's so humid. It's pushing 62 right now. It's just swelling up on us.
It's engorged.
My wife loves when it's engorged. All right. What are you getting on your cigar? Because I'm still getting mine going here.
Typical Nicaraguan, because it's basically, it's all Nicaraguan. And right now, about a good solid medium strength.
My draw suddenly went from a medium to a medium tight.
Mine has done the exact same thing. It's funny that you said that, because I was thinking the same thing. Went from a really, I think it's got to be the humidity.
Yeah, a pre-light draw, I was like, it's a medium draw. But man, now medium I'm smoking light, it's medium tight draw.
Yeah.
Almost Cuban-esque, where you really got to work this thing.
As we're bringing the moisture in, it definitely, they're plumping up. You can feel them.
Yeah.
They're starting to plump because it is so damn humid out here. So, once again, that nuttiness that I was smelling is coming through, but it's toasted nuts. Toasted, not charred tobacco.
No, it's light toasted nuts, you're right.
And toasted tobacco, not charred, but toasted tobacco.
Almost like that burnt grass taste, too, though.
It's got, yeah.
When people say, what do you mean? Have you eaten burnt grass? No, when you're burning grass, you smell it. You taste it on your tongue, right? I mean, when you get that smell, you're actually tasting it as
well. You don't eat charred grass?
No, I don't eat charred grass.
Yeah, no, that smell of charred grass, of burning grass. Yeah, it definitely has a grassy earthiness from that, a vegetal perspective. Vegetal,
but it's almost like a burnt vegetal, like a lightly burnt grass when you're burning
it's
grass.
It's very toasty. Everything on this is toasty at this point.
But a lot, it's medium at best right now. It's a light to medium right now. Mm-hmm. Just starting. I mean, again, I'm, God, eighth of an inch into it. So,
yeah. So the wrapper color is a Colorado. The wrapper's also, it's a Carojo wrapper, Nicaraguan. Binder's Nicaraguan. And
Carajo.
Carajo.
I thought you said Carajo.
Carajo.
For you Spanish people out there, Carajo.
Oh, my goodness. And binder and filler are both Nicaraguan. So, once again, the whole thing's 100% Nicaraguan-sourced tobaccos.
So, is he growing his own or he's sourcing from farms?
No, he's growing his own. So, Anganorsa Leaf is the company that's making these, and it was started by Fernandez in Eduardo Fernandez in 1998. And he was basically looking for agricultural projects to invest in. I don't know where his money came prior to this, but he was looking in at, and he found tobacco. He thought, look, tobacco is a worldwide product. Let me go down that road. So he actually met with Nestor Plasencia. Remember we did Plasencia last week?
We did.
So he met with him and talked to him about Nicaragua, and Plasencia helped him out, and he ended up buying a bunch of farms.
Nice.
So he is sourcing tobaccos 100% for himself, as well as selling them to other factories as well. So that's kind of the background of Anganorsa Leaf.
Anganorsa Leaf.
Yeah. So the cigar is... Talk about Greek mythology. Yeah, how do you say it? Cerberus?
Cerberus.
I know I suck at that. It was a menacing three-headed dog that stood sentry at the gates of Hades.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's why I was looking at it, because he's got the three-headed dog on there.
At the Anganorsa Leaf Plantation, dogs, mostly bulldogs, guard the fields. Like its predecessor in the Anganorsa Guardian of the farm brand, the Cerberus is named after one of these loyal canines.
Aww.
The Guardian of the Farm Cerberus cigar is a Nicaraguan Puro made exclusively of Anganorsa Leaf tobacco. Its blend consists of a Carojo 2012 wrapper, and medio tiempo leaves. These leaves are considered rare and adds dimension, cigar flavor profile. Of course, it's handmade in Nicaragua.
And who made the medio tiempo famous?
The Beatles.
No, it's the Rolling Stones, actually. Cohiba. I mean, Cohiba is using medio tiempo leaves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But no, that's been around. The medio tiempo has been around forever.
Yeah,
it's just one aspect of the leaf.
But those are the ones who really started, you know, pushing the whole deal to
the
it.
Name. Yeah, really putting names to it and stuff. Yeah.
The ash, though, is really white, gray ash, just a few black striations, because I'm finally getting to about a fourth of an inch here. Well made. I mean, look how packed tight that is so far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to be honest. This thing is smooth as a baby's butt. It is not bitey. It is very smooth. Even when it's hot out, it's... So far, it's really smooth.
Yeah, because the name Cerberus, I thought this was going to be a full body ass kicker, and it really is not. Mm-mm. Not even close.
No,
you think about the dogs who guard the gates of Hades.
Yeah,
I expect an ass kicker.
Yeah, thought it was going to punch you in the mouth, and it's not.
No, but it's a nice medium bodied medium kick.
Yeah. To me, it's a lower body. It's got medium flavors, but lower body.
Yeah.
And now I do have a couple holes in mine.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Yep. So mine's kinda, is perfect. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Yours is beautiful. So,
but again, we're a fourth inch into it. All right. So do you want to try with the Noir first? Or because I'm so far, this is much lighter than I thought it was going to be. I think that Cubani is going to be just a syrup bomb.
Dude, I'm following your lead today.
Let's do the Noir. Let's see.
It's too hot to think.
I know. It's starting to hurt me just thinking here.
Actually, no. I think we should go with the Cubani.
All right. Well, let's
I think we should
Cubani.
Go with the Cubani. I think we should start low and go higher.
It was such a sugar bomb.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's actually pretty good.
Actually, it is.
It really is.
But all I get is sugar.
And orange.
And orange. That's it.
Yeah. But it doesn't change the cigar, and the cigar is not changing the spirit. Well, which I was actually hoping a cigar would dampen that spirit down a little bit.
To me, it changes the spirit a little bit because I was getting a little bit more vanilla and stuff. Not a whole lot more. It damns that. So all I get is just sugar up front, white sugar, and then orange zest.
Tell you what, that Cubani, put a couple of cubes of ice in it. It'd be freaking awesome. As the ice melts and waters that sugar down a little bit.
That's not a bad idea.
It's going to be freaking killer.
That would probably open
it up. On a hot day like this.
That would probably open it up.
Yeah. Kill that sugar. I might do that come second, third, or third, third. I see an ice cube in my future. Okay. Also because we're melting. White people are melting. That's from a quote from a movie as well.
You're not white. What are you talking
about?
I'm partially white.
What was the name of that stupid movie? When fools rush in, they were on Lake Mead in Vegas. And yeah, it's cute. Although Lake Mead now is almost damn bone dry.
Oh my God, they've been digging bodies.
They're finding boats, bodies.
Oh, it's hysterical.
They're probably going to find Hoffa next week. Oh, yeah. Look, he was here the whole time. All right, let's do the Noir.
Yeah, let's do the Noir.
Take a puff.
Well, I took a swallow, did a little water.
Yeah, you done swallows, all right.
Hey.
Hmm. With the cigar smoke,
ooh, yuck.
It's good up front, but boy, the finish is horrible.
Oh, yuck. It's not working with the cigar
at all.
But
the tannin doesn't go with the cigar.
It's so tannic. It's tannic up front, tannic in the middle, tannic at the end. Ooh.
Yeah, because that was like a Noir, a lot better than a Cubani on its own. Just a sipping rum, it wasn't even close.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a sipping rum, the Noir's superior.
But with the cigar, yeah, that. Let's try one more time. Get that.
No. It takes it to super tannic. It's just all wood.
Really is. Boy, it just brings out nothing but wood.
Yeah.
You lose the vanilla, you lose that creme brulee.
And that's not good wood.
No, it's an acidic, bitey wood. I didn't expect that at all. Huh. That's surprising.
Right,
see?
Let's come back for the second third. And we're back for the second third of the Cerberus.
Cerberus.
Did I say it right?
I don't know. I'm probably screwing it up now, too.
By Anganora. Anganorsa. No, I missed that. Oh, man.
Good night, folks. Into this podcast.
Anganorsa leaf.
What are you getting?
I am getting... it's built from the first third to second third a slight amount, and it's plateaued here through the second third. Has been about the same. Getting a lot of coffee. I'm getting an underlying acidity, coffee acidity, but a lot of coffee flavor, followed by toasted tobacco with a finish of toasted almonds. And that's pretty much what I'm getting out of it, especially on the retrohale.
Yeah, we were talking about that during the break. He's getting a lot of coffee. Now, maybe my taste bud's a little off because I am just getting over a little upper respiratory infection. I'm not getting the coffee. I'm getting a lot of lightly toasted nuts, a lot of dry leather.
I didn't know herpes was an upper respiratory infection.
No, that was gonorrhea. Herpes was the week before last. Let's get it straight. But yeah, unfortunately, I'm not. I love the taste of coffee, and I'm not getting the coffee.
Yeah, and the cigar is right around $10 to $12. I think it's great value. I'm really enjoying it.
It's a big stick, and it's a good golf course cigar. It's good. It's light on a hot day like this, because you see a big stick like this, you're like, oh my God, why are we smoking this when it's 98 degrees outside?
Yeah.
And it's not killing us.
No. To me, it's lighter in body. It's medium in flavors,
yes.
But the body's light. So the flavors are coming through. You get some nice flavors, but it's not overwhelming.
And it's not a nicotine ass kicker either.
Oh, God, no. No.
I mean, so.
No, not even. Not even at all.
When he pulled this out today, I'm like, really? We're going to smoke this today? We should have done it tonight. But you know what? So far, it's been very nice.
It's working.
And with the Cubani, what are we getting? That still works. Nice and orangey. Sugar
and orange.
But it goes well with the cigar?
A little more vanilla this time. Vanilla's Vanilla custard.
Yeah, vanilla custard.
Vanilla custard's coming through now.
At the end, you taste the vanilla custard.
It's actually really nice together. Really, really nice together. I like it, too.
I'm surprised, because I was leaning the other way completely. I thought the Noir was going to be much better with the cigar.
It's almost like you're taking coffee and putting in a little bit of vanilla and orange into your coffee and sugar into your coffee. That's these two together. That's what it's reminding me of.
That's actually
a
nice.
Black coffee with a little bit of orange extract, a little bit of vanilla extract, and a little bit of sugar. And that's what it's coming through as with the Cubani.
No, I did an experiment. I did the Noir, you know, after I already took a puff of cigar and waited a good 30 to 45 seconds. And the Noir comes back, but it's still tannic. Or if you take a puff and do the Noir, it's just pure tannin.
Yeah. It's tannic wood.
I mean, you're just, yeah.
What are they using for oak on this? French oak?
Don't know.
French oak?
Don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Well, since he's asking,
that's what it's reminding me of. You know how French oak can get kind of tannic?
Yeah, it is,
and that's what it's reminding me of.
Yeah, I mean, it's
very tannic with the cigar.
Yeah, you know, like a French wine, a red wine is that?
Yeah, more on the whites to me. So. From a French side, more on the white wines, that heavy tannins they pull out sometimes.
So again, this is a 5-year-old blend, handcrafted French style rum, as they say. It is 80 proof. So let's get into it. Essentially, good lead into it, by the way. So it's Wildcat Distilleries out of Lafayette, Louisiana. Chief distiller is a guy named David Moe, and he actually spells it Cajun style, M-E-A-U-X. So most people say Mokes. It's Moe. And the CEO is Tate Martin.
Go Moe.
One is a lawyer, one's a PhD by trade. They were actually frat brothers. And they both love drinking and they love rum and they start experimenting different things and they say, hey, let's get into the distillery business. And, you know, the trial and error, they got where they are. But I love the story because he's actually a third generation timber farmer. His great, great grandfather bought 750 acres back in southern Louisiana just to, you know, grow timber. But he also kept a lot of the native longleaf pine and a lot of fruit trees and hardwoods on there. So that's what he started experimenting. He uses the wood from his timber farm where he uses different fruit tree wood and hardwoods and puts different stays into the barrels, and that's how they come up with the Noir. Now obviously they don't tell you how many stays of each, but it's all they tell you is fruit trees and hardwoods. They put the stays into the barrels to come up with this flavor after trial and error. And I think it's a very unique flavor. It's a cool story with the cigar. Yeah, you have to wait at least 45 seconds after you've exhaled, let the cigar get out of off the palate. And then take a swig, and it's good. On its own, I like it. It's a complex, inexpensive rum. Different flavors, not what you expect, though. But with the cigar itself.
Yeah, no, you're right. I did that. I took a break between the cigar and it, and you're right. That tannin then does drop, and the flavors start coming through.
And so, it's funny. You do taste like almost like a little, I don't know if it's power suggestion, but you taste like a little what cherry wood chips smell like.
Yeah.
You know, and you taste different flavors. It's a unique rum.
It's woody.
It's woody.
And that's what, to me, is unique about it compared to other rums. How many other rums that we've had are really woody? Not any that I can think of.
Originally, remember the Cubani story, because we're going to come back to that later, because I have a 50-year-old expression from them and a 25-year-old expression that we were going to do today, but those obviously aren't cheap.
Yeah.
And we're sticking to the, you know, Biden economy budget right now.
Sorry, people. Whether you voted for him or not, hey, you got to admit, he and his Democratic cohorts are destroying this economy.
Yeah, I mean, look, right now, times are tough, guys. I mean, it really is tough. So we're trying to stick to inexpensive cigar, inexpensive spirits. So that's why we stick with this motif. But they do make a killer 50-year-old rum and a 25 and a 35-year-old rum that are just spectacular.
Yeah.
And you expect them to be tannic because they've been in a barrel. Now, they're blends. They're not all 50-year-old, but they have a 50-year-old blend in there. And it's tannic, but it's different than this one. This one's woody. Very woody.
Yeah. It's the woods really do show up in it, which is to me is rare in a rum. You rarely to me taste heavy wood. And that's what's different about it.
So we'll be back for the third. And welcome back for the third of this Cerebus mixed with Cubani rum.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, that's why I started it. The Cerebus, the Cerebus,
the Cherubis, the Cherubis.
The three-headed dog. mixed with the noir rum. So on the final third, the cigar really hasn't built any. It's basically the same flavors for me.
Yes, it's plateaued from the second to the third. But it's a good cigar. I will buy these again. I like them.
For $10.
Yeah.
And like again, a hot day like this, you see this big stick, don't get scared off by it. It smokes well on a hot day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I gotta admit, I went to it going, ooh, man, this is going to kill us.
I've always had the tendency to turn towards like Chateaus and some Fuentes, lighter stuff. This thing has got more flavor than those, but the body's light. Yeah. It's got a lot more flavor than like a Chateau or even a double Chateau. It's just heavier flavors, heavier that coffee and stuff.
Heavier flavor.
But it's very light from a body perspective. It's a good...
I would do this again on a hot...
I'm digging it.
I'll do this on a hot summer day any day.
Yep, I'm digging it. Good smoke. So
during the break, we did put a little ice cube into our Cubani, like we talked about.
Yep.
It did dampen down the orange. I thought I was going to dampen down that sugary a lot. It did. But it lost a lot of that orange zest.
Yeah, it took the edge off the zest.
But the cigar, still damn good.
Still really good.
The noir, wait 45 seconds after you take a puff. It hasn't changed any at all.
No, not at all. Hey, before we wrap this up, we need to give our shout out to our sponsor, the Original Bourbon Club. Go check them out at theoriginalbourbonclub.com. We have chapters all over the Southeast. Other ones opening around the U.S. You can join in, open your own chapters. It's a great time. This year we're up to... We're going to have 8 barrel picks.
Minimum, yeah. We're looking at maybe doing another one, but it's starting to get excessive. So next year, we probably might have 10 barrel picks.
Yeah, absolutely.
The club is getting so large now.
So when you're part of the club, you have access to purchase these barrel picks. And the palates in this club are phenomenal.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, their barrel picks have all been just stellar barrel picks. So actually, check them out, theoriginalbourbonclub.com.
I might be going to a person's house tonight that has one of the founders of the Bourbon Club and have some cocktails with him. We'll see. So with that, guys, go get yourselves a Cerebus on a hot summer day. Don't get scared off by it. Check us out on Twitter at @cigar_podcast. On Instagram at @cigarsandspiritspodcast. And you can email us, but we're never going to email you back.
Just DM us through Instagram.
With that, guys, enjoy life.
I'm in a continual, permanent, protracted, unending mood.